show you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, our receivers, and those listening over the radio stations. Once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that He gave us the tawfiq of gathering in this majlis of zikr. For those who have not been here, in the past I have many a times mentioned that all these programs that we have are all required, all necessary. We need waaz, we need bayans, we need nasihats with regards to different aspects of our lives. There is a need for tafsir of the Quran Sharif. There is a need for commentary of the Hadith Sharif. There is a need for fiqh and jurisprudence and the masail of deen and sharia to be taught. There is a need for informing the ummah at large of what is happening around the globe. There is a need to know and to be aware of what kinds of plottings and plannings and schemings are taking place against the Muslim Ummah. There is a need to discuss how we should propagate this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how we should defend this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is a great need also for islah of our nafs, because all these efforts that we are going to put into the different fields, the results of that will only become evident when there is ikhlas and sincerity in our hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at ikhlas. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam were very few in number. In the beginning, look at their numbers. But because of that company that they had of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they imbibed within themselves that fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's akhlaq, his beautiful character, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's generosity, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's kindness, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's forgiveness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ibadat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings when they brought into their lives with ikhlas and sincerity, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only gave them dominance, that is not the only thing that we are interested in, that the Muslim ummah has become dominant. It's not only dominance. What happened was that those people came into Islam, and not only that they came into Islam, with their old cultural habits and practices, they came into Islam, they gave up all their old cultural habits and practices, and they brought into lives nothing but the practices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that in certain countries of the world, if you have to look at, the language is Arabic, yet when those people went there was nobody that was speaking Arabic there. Those countries of like Egypt, where was the Arabic there? And many others, I'm not going into that direction, this is a majlis of zikr. But what I'm saying is that there was a complete change. It's not that they changed their lifestyles. The Sahaba-e-Kiram did not go into these countries and change their lifestyles. تمہارا ہر نئے دور حکومت میں بدل جانا، نمونہ ہو کے بھی ہر قوم کے سانچے میں ڈھل جانا. He says that you were supposed to be role models. People supposed to see you and change their lifestyles. And not that we look at them and change our lifestyles. Every time that some government changes, then we also change. Our respect, our dignity lies in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's following. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not give us only salat, only zakat, only hajj, only fasting, or only zikrullah or tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a complete way of life, and we all talk about it. Every person that talks about Islam says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a complete way of life. But the starting point of that life sometimes is not right. The basics, the foundational pillars of Islam are not in our lives. We have spent a lot of our lives in indifference, in negligence. Let us admit it, acknowledge it, and turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this Mubarak days of Shaban. The Mubarak days of Ramadan are coming. We do not know whether we will even see Ramadan. How many people passed away just on the eve of Ramadan? Last year or the year before that, just on the eve of Ramadan. This side there was a sighting of the moon, and on the other side we received message so and so passed away. So we do not know whether we will see the Ramadan also. So these were Mubarak days. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua itself clearly indicates that how he looked forward to Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Asking for barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give life in the month of Ramadan. And look at our negligence, our indifference. Nobody says we must not eat, don't drink, don't conduct business, close everything and sit down in the masjid. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way of life, and what we mean by way of life, because people don't understand, then say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the stove did not light in his home for 2 months. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's room was 2x2. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not even keep a single coin for the next day. So therefore we have to understand that for us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the Sharia, beautiful Sharia. The rich can practice, the poor can practice, the black can practice, the white can practice, the old can practice, the young can practice, the sick and the weak can practice. Such a beautiful deen, such a beautiful way of life. Nothing to the extreme, everything moderate and balanced. That is the beautiful deen of Islam. So that life of ours which is gone in negligence is gone already. Now it is useless passing our time anymore in negligence, or it is futile, or these futile activities in which we wasted our lives, now we should express remorse and regret, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, ask Him for forgiveness, and adopt this beautiful way of life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left for us, and see what kind of sukoon it's going to bring into our lives, what kind of peace and happiness. When the Muslims went into the different countries, they say, what did they do there? What did they do there? They went and gave them the message of Islam. They went and gave them the message of Islam. Through their businesses, they were propagating Islam. Through their interaction, there was nothing but propagation of Islam. Through their charities and their donations and their generosity and kindness and their care and compassion and love and affection for the poor, the widows, the orphans, the destitute, everybody was like doing something for the sake of the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which was impacting on the lives of the people that they were coming into contact with. That is how Islam spread. Through the business, how much of Islam spread. So therefore we have to understand that there is a need for all the different programs that are taking place, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening here, what's happening there, and what it should be the role of a Muslim in different fields of life. Everything, there is a need. But at the same time, there is an extreme and an urgent need that we bring about a reformation within ourselves. How long are we going to keep talking about people in the world bringing reformation in their lives? When are we going to ask this question, has that reformation and change come within my life or not? Is my salat now of the kind that drew the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on earth? Or is my salat is nothing but just mechanical salat? Although that too we must not leave. We must not say it's just mechanical, so what? We must bring about an improvement and a change. We have to check our relationship with our wives, with our children, with our family members, our neighbors, our society, our clients and customers, our suppliers and merchants, with the societies that are non-Muslim and Muslim. We have to check that have I got that akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in my life, that character, which is the real mal of Madina Sharif, as I always say. Hey, Madine ki nisbat qeemat meri wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. How much of nisbat we will have with Madina Sharif, with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us respect and dignity and honor. I have given this example many times, that if a person gives you the best date from California, or the best, and those huge dates that we now get from Southwest Africa, and many other parts of the world, you get very, very sweet and juicy dates, all that on the one side, and if somebody just comes and says that this is a dry date of Madina Sharif, so the value of that Madina Sharif date, it outweighs the value of everything else, because it's got a nisbat with Madina Sharif. So if just the products of Madina Sharif has got such kind of value because it is from Madina Sharif, then what about the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? What kind of value that must have got? So this is something that is required now in this Mubarak month of Shaban, that before Rashab-e Barat comes, not that we wait for 15th night of Shaban or we wait until Ramadan. These are Mubarak days and Mubarak nights. So this majlis or zikr is not for bayan and waaz and tafsir and hadith sharif. There is a place for all that, and it should be taking place. And as those who attend here, they know on Monday nights we have sometime tafsir of the Quran sharif, sometime commentary of the hadith sharif, and many other things. One hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which I have discussed many a time, and it is most relevant for our times, and especially in these days of fitnas that went by. We know how many people got caught up in the fitnas. Now, if only we had this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before us. And Abi Umamah radiyallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Abu Umamah is relating that hadith sharif. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sa'alahu rajulun. A person came and questioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mal iman? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is iman? He could have given a very lengthy speech, and every word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a pearl. But look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Uti to jawami al kalim. Few words, but an ocean. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in reply to that question, what did he say? You have heard this before also. Iza sarratka hasanatuka wa sa'atka sayyatuka fa anta mu'min. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that when your good deeds give you happiness, when a person is making namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, he is caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, the person is generous, is kind, is hospitable, all these type of things, any good deed that the person does, then for a mu'min, that gives him happiness, gives him joy, gives him some kind of satisfaction in his heart. And when the person engages in any kind of haram, any kind of sin, I'm just giving an explanation, anything that is of displeasure to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it gives him grief in his heart. It causes him a pain and a hurt and an injury. That as a Muslim and a mu'min, how can I be doing these things? So the gist of the hadith sharif is that when your good deeds give you happiness and your evil deeds give you a kind of grief and pain in your heart, then you are a mu'min. Now just in the light of this hadith, if you use that as a gauge and a standard, let us look at our actions, that what kind of actions gave us happiness and joy and satisfaction. What kind of actions? What kind of deeds? What kind of viewing? What kind of listening? What kind of things that were happening before us gave us happiness, joy and satisfaction? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me also tawfiq. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the connection with him is through the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnat. And if you want to go to Jannah, then naqshe qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is the way, following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's path. So this indifference and negligence which has settled in our hearts, it has clouded our hearts. It was like how that ash, that volcano ash that was in the air and in space and in the atmosphere, and which caused such kind of blockage and darkness, that with all the powerful equipment that our modern day aeroplanes have and the powerful new technology, but yet they couldn't make their way through it because there was darkness that had enveloped it. Like that, our hearts have been enveloped now. When we engage in too much of sinning and we don't make sincere tawbah and istighfar, then it reaches a stage where even the good looks, then the bad also seems very, very good in our eyes. So this zikr majlis is for that purpose, that we make some zikrullah every week. We gather for that reason, that we light up our hearts with the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because if these two things come into our heart, the love of Allah ta'ala and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it will become extremely easy to practice. It will become extremely easy to implement in our lives those teachings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Muhabbat is a thing like that. Muhabbat and love makes a person move mountains. So in this majlis of zikr, that is what we try to achieve. It's not a whole of deen, and it is not the only thing in deen. It is a means towards an end. And alhamdulillah, lots of people are evidence or witness to the fact that it has changed their lives. It made them think in the right direction, made them give up many, many sins of their lives. And now they are saying themselves that we never believed that we could have come out of those vice dens. We could have given up our drug habits. We could have given up our womanizing. We could have given up our porn site watching and viewing. It was sounding as if it is extremely difficult. But just with these programs, alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it easy for them to come out of it. So therefore we should not just think that what in Islam is there, this is the only thing. It's, nobody says it's the only thing. It is a means. So all other programs have got their own fragrance, as I always say, and this majlis is for this purpose. So in tonight's program, I will read to you this beautiful Naat Sharif. As I have mentioned many times, that I am not one of those singers with golden voice. So listen to the words. جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار و سلام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار و سلام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The moment the name of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes on our lips, zindagi ka payam a gaya. This is a message. How should we live our lives in this world? How should we conduct our businesses? How should we make our nikahs? How should our walimas take place? How should we deal with our neighbors, with our wives, with our children? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us all the ahkam and all the details. His life, we find politics, we find economics, we find everything that you can think of. Beautiful direction. So a Muslim, the moment Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam name comes on his lips, zindagi ka ek payam aa gaya. But I'm not going into detailed discussion of that. Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam a gaya, jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya, pa gaya pa gaya haasile zindagi, pa gaya pa gaya haasile zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya, pa gaya pa gaya haasile zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. We have to become a true ghulam of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina. Where are we searching for sukoon? Where are we searching for peace and tranquility of the mind and heart? It is in the life style and the teachings of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So pa gaya haasil-e zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam aa gaya. If I have to explain this, we can go on the whole night. Zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua. Zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua. Ishq ke haath mein intizam aa gaya. Zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua. عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوست و زندگی کا پیام آ گیا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We know the kind of injustices that were prevalent in his time. Look at the kind of injustice. What kind of zulm? It was like the survival of the fittest. It was the law of the jungle. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, his talimat, his teachings, his beautiful example, and look at the kind of justice that prevailed after that. Every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam take his life. Just and fair. So many incidents, thousands of incidents. So zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua. That is what we have to work towards. Justice. Look at the injustice that is prevailing in our own lives, in our homes, in our businesses, in our marketplace, in our schools, in our colleges, in our governments, in our parliament, in our cabinets. Look at the injustice. Zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua. Aap ki madha insaan न क्या कर सके आपकी मदह इंसान न क्या कर सके अर्श से जब दुरूद ओ सलाम आ गया आपकी मदह इंसान न क्या कर सके अर्श से जब दुरूद ओ सलाम आ गया सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. Where can human beings ever do justice to the praises of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, when he mentions in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا, can any human being praise more than what Allah تبارک و تعالی praises his نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام's whole life, look at it. شریفوں میں اشرف, جمیلوں میں اجمل, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ, احمد مجتبی, محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. आपकी मदह इंसान क्या कर सके, अर्श से जब दुरूदो सलाम आ गया, जब जुबां पर मुहम्मद का नाम आ गया, दोस्तों जिंदगी का पयाम आ गया, दूर जुल्मत हुई दिल मुनव्वर हुआ, दूर जुल्मत हुई दिल मुनव्वर हुआ, जब मदीने में माहे तमाम आ गया, दूर जुल्मत हुई दिल मुनव्वर हुआ, जब मदीने में माहे तमाम आ गया, जब जुबां पर मुहम्मद का नाम आ गया, दोस्तों जिंदगी का पयाम आ गया, तेरी बरकत से आई सैयदुल मुरसलीन, तेरी बरकत से आए सैयदुल मुरसलीन, सुबह रोशन हुई कैफ शाम आ गया, जब जुबां पर मुहम्मद का नाम आ गया, दोस्तों जिंदगी का पयाम आ गया, मैं जहां नात अहमद सुनाने लगा, मैं जहां नात अहमद सुनाने लगा, आशिकों का वही इस दिहाम आ गया, जब जुबां पर मुहम्मद का नाम आ गया, दोस्तों जिंदगी का पयाम आ गया, एंड वी कंक्लूड, कल्ब रोशन हुआ रूह रकसा हुई, कल्ब रोशन हुआ द हार्ट लिट अप, रूह रकसा हुई द सोल वेंट इनटू एन एक्सटेसी, लब पे अहमद का शीरी कलाम आ गया, जब जुबां पर मुहम्मद का नाम आ गया, दोस्तों जिंदगी का पयाम आ गया, सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। अल्लाह तबारक व तआला गिव अस हिज लव एंड द लव ऑफ नबी अलैहि सलातु वसलाम, light up our hearts with ishq and muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to practice on deen and sharia. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make us role models. We must be those that are followed, and we must not become the followers of those who have gone astray. Whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Every day in every rakat of every namaz, we say غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِّينَ. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi waqt yun hi bekar guzara umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawayi خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی
We all should consider ourselves as the worst of all sinners on the surface of the earth. We say, oh Allah, I have wasted my entire life in futility. I have been negligent, I have been indifferent, I have not obeyed you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of my valuable and precious time was wasted. Time was priceless, but I wasted this valuable commodity. I am the worst amongst your creation. Which sin is it that I have not committed? We should look at our own hearts and give others or hold good opinions of others. We don't know which part of the night or day that person makes tawbah and becomes a waliullah.
Shughla mera was ab to ilahi sham o sahar ho Allah Allah لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ نفس اینڈ شیطان مائی ایگو مائی ایول ڈیزائرز اینڈ پیشنز اینڈ شیطان دے بوتھ ہیو گینگڈ اپ اگینسٹ می اینڈ دے ہیو براٹ ڈسٹرکشن ان مائی لائف ان مائی مورلز ان مائی اخلاق اینڈ کیریکٹر ان مائی ڈیلنگز in my relationship with my wife, my children, my family, with the ummah at large, with the Muslims, non-Muslims. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tamam. But my beloved Allah, who is there for us besides you? Which other door is there that we can tap besides your door, my beloved Allah? You are our creator. You have given us life.
Everything belongs to you. The ground on which we walk is in your control. Our life in your control. Our sight, our hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. The waters of the ocean in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. So my beloved Allah, we are therefore tapping at your door. Open the doors and floodgates of your forgiveness and mercy for us. These Mubarak days and nights, we want to become yours. We want to turn towards you. Our lives have become useless and futile. We have got no peace, no happiness, no sukoon, no tranquility in our hearts. We are therefore, my Allah, turning towards you. Help us, assist us, and then see what Allah Ta'ala does. With sincerity, if a person turns towards you.
Mujsa khalq nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana mujsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar na masiya تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ
Oh Allah, no matter how sinful a servant of yours I may be, but you are also غفار, you are most forgiving, forgive my sins. But when a person is seeking forgiveness, then it means that the person must fulfill the rights of those that he has trampled. Ask for forgiveness, monies that he is owing, make an effort to pay back. Ask the person for extension of time. If the person has taken interest from somebody, try and return that money. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj would have been qaza, then start making slowly. Show that we are moving in the direction of tawbah.
Ab to rahe bas تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge that we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are acknowledging our weakness before you, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of those who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins of our lives. You blessed us with sight, so much of it we used for your disobedience. This great bounty of hearing, so much of it we used for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech, so much for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, our heart and mind. So much of our wealth, my beloved Allah, for your disobedience. But you dearly love forgiveness of those who turn towards you. In this Mubarak month of Shaban, my beloved Allah, we are expressing our remorse, our regret, our shame, our nadamat before you. Where else can we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. You become pleased the more we beg of you. All treasures lie with you, my Allah. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for the ummah of Nabiyye Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are well aware of every action and every deed of ours. You could have seized us there and then. Ya Allah, if we are popping drugs in our mouth, or we are committing adultery or fornication, or if we were drinking wine or alcohol, or if we were watching porn sites on the internet, or we are engaging in any kind of haram action, stealing, fraud, or anything else. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it was not hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, and disgrace and humiliation upon us there and then. But how loving you are, how kind you are, how generous you are, how tolerant you are, in spite of all our sins, my beloved Allah, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Ya Rabbi Kareem, how much of our sins you concealed. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. In this majlis of zikr, my beloved Allah, we are making up our minds that we do not return to sins. We do not wish to go back into those filthy dens. My Rabbe Kareem, my beloved Allah, we want to become yours. We want sukoon and peace in our hearts. We want tranquility in our hearts. We want a life of happiness, prosperity and contentment and satisfaction. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we want the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Therefore, my beloved Allah, make it extremely easy for us. Remove the difficulties and obstacles that are in our path. Ay Rabbi Kareem, change the environment for us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat, the courage and the strength to become obedient to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with so much of muhabbat and love of yours and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you all for a single moment of our lives. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat and courage to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, and for the wives of their husbands. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our neighbors, our society, our Muslims and our non-Muslim society. Ay Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts with kindness, with compassion, with mercy, with forgiveness. Ay Rabbi Kareem, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Ay Rabbi Kareem, so many have become so arrogant that they are even rejecting your existence. Ay Rabbi Kareem, protect and safeguard our iman in these days of fitnas. Fitnas are lashing at us like storms from all sides. Fitnas in front of us, fitnas behind us. Fitnas and corruption on our right and on our left, pouring from the satellites above us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, which direction do we turn? Agar che pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, baumide karam aaya, tere dar par tera banda, baumide karam aaya. We have come to your door, my beloved Allah. We have no one else for us besides you. We acknowledge that we are most sinful, but we have come to your door. We are your slaves, your servants. We are deserving of the worst of all punishment, but you don't love to punish. You dearly love to forgive. Ay Rabbi Kareem, change the direction of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Bless us with purity of thoughts, of actions, of deeds. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Give us shifa and cure from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, any part of the world, whosoever they may be, Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with complete shifa. We know that sicknesses and diseases can be a test and a trial. But my beloved Allah, we are of the sinful category. Forgive our sins and bless us with shifa. And for those whom it is a test and a trial, change the test, my beloved Allah. Change the rahmat and the mercy of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of good wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Ay Rabbi Kareem, don't test us and try us. Those who are in hospitals, clinics, whether they met up with accidents, or they have been shooting cases, or whatever other kinds of sicknesses they may be suffering from, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their problems. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and all kinds of haram. Ay Rabbi Kareem, they are our children. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat, the tawfiq and the ability to give those children proper upbringing and to remove from their homes and lives all things that are causing such corruption in the lives of the children. My beloved Allah, Allah, Allah. तुझे छोड़ के हम गंदे जाए कहां। Hey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Throughout the world, the ummah is suffering. Remove the suffering, the pain, the difficulties and the hardship of the ummah in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, whole of Africa and other parts of the world, my Allah. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Remove the pain, suffering, hardships of mankind around the globe. Wherever there have been drought, disasters, whether it's floods or gale force winds or earthquakes and tremors, Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever suffering of mankind, remove their suffering. Bless everyone with hidayat and make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But those who have made up their minds, they will continue with the oppression and tyranny and suppression of the Ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have to leave this world someday. None of us know which day, what time, where are we going to die, where the angel of death is going to visit us. How can we then be in adultery, fornication, drink, gamble, drugs and all other kinds of vices when the angel of death can strike suddenly, suddenly, suddenly? Ey Rabbi Kareem, don't cause any kind of embarrassment and shame and disgrace to come upon us, our families or the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with death being in the wrong places. When the time of our death and departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tawanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta. वही घोरो कफन होता। By Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in the state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their family members, kith and kin, relatives with sabre jameel, ajre azim. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged of. Ay Allah, and protect us and safeguard us from all the corruption, mischief and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection for the ummah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of zikr. Ay Rabbi Kareem, with your Ihsan, with your kindness, with your fazal, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and good tamanna. And you are well aware, we cannot know of everyone's difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. But you are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the entire mankind's suffering and pain. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test and the trial, the sicknesses, diseases and weakness of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Ay Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna wa tub alayna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله Monday night, about 45 to 50 minutes, we'll continue with the topic that we've been discussing over the past few Mondays after Isha.
Whereas we have a large crowd, there will be lots of people that will be leaving, their cars may be obstructed, so therefore you will get more sawab, more reward if you proceed to your car and remove the car if it's going to be obstructing. And if your family is at the madrasa, then please go and pick them up immediately instead of queuing up here. شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.